Deportation Memorial. Only a few may descend at one time, so we waited until the guard finally urged us down to the roofless cell, where one small grated window framed the Seine, and a passage led to the tomb of the unknown deported, a thick black marble slab on either side of which 200,000 pinpoint lights burned, one for each man, woman, and child remembered there, Jews, Slavs, gypsies, the sick and disabled, and, the sign outside had said, les homosexuels, like my son, 5,000 miles away from me in rehab again, further than he had ever been. And so I turned to the words of Dano, who was himself deported, etched in the wall behind me. I've dreamt so much of you, traveled, spoken, slept so long with your ghost. Soon I would wander that city, much older than my own, by Dano's collected works, and then some sweet, dark chocolate for my son.